Hello and welcome to Advanced Practice Weekly. My name is AJ Bat and I will be your host. Today, I'm joined by a very special guest, Elizabeth, who's going to introduce herself and tell us a little bit about her job and what she does in the advanced practice world. Elizabeth, welcome to the programme.
Thank you. So yeah, hi, I'm Lizzie. I'm an ACP. I'm currently in the role of a nurse consultant within inpatient mental health.
Fabulous. So do you want to tell us, well, we're going to come back to what you currently do now as a nurse consultant and your journey, but do you want to tell us where you started in the mental health arena? How did your sort of role start? Did you start as a mental health practitioner? Were you a nurse first? How did it all come around?
So when I first qualified, I went straight away into inpatient mental health. I was working in a forensic hospital, worked my way around various different wards, became one of the deputy ward managers. And at that point, I did my nurse prescriber training. So I've been a nurse prescriber for a little while. And then when the ACP course came out, I did that while I was still in my inpatient role. So I spent some days at uni and then 4 days a week, I was still in my inpatient role as a matron at that point on the inpatient ward.
Just track back a little bit. You said a forensic inpatient service. Can you just explain to our listeners what that actually is?
Yeah, sure. Sorry. So basically, it's still an inpatient mental health hospital. And a lot of our service users come from prison. So it might be that they were really unwell, committed an offence, given a hospital order rather than going to prison. Or it could be that someone's gone to prison and they've become unwell during their time there. Then they come across to the mental health hospital temporarily, just for mental health treatment, and then go back to prison afterwards. So yeah, there are quite a few different forensic mental health hospitals around the country, and they have different security levels.
Thank you. Thanks for clearing that up. Okay, so you did the same course at LSBU as a couple of your other colleagues that I've spoken to this week. Is that right? The accelerated two-year programme. How was that?
Very busy. So again, it was also during COVID. So at that point, I was matron for two inpatient wards. So having a day out a week at uni was quite a lot of my time already gone. But because we were doing the accelerated course, we were doing two modules at once instead of one. So it's double the amount of work. But also with the apprenticeship scheme, we had to do double the amount of practice hours as well as the two modules at once. So really, really busy, very full on, quite intense. But strangely, quite enjoyable all at the same time.
And I guess you get it done quicker than other people were doing the traditional route, which I guess is the trade-off, isn't it? Which is really good. So how has your role changed now being an advanced practitioner? What do you do differently than you would have done normally?
So I've actually changed hospitals now since I qualified. So I've taken on a nurse consultant role in another mental health, so still in the same trust, but another hospital now, no longer working in forensics. So just general adult psychiatry and patient mental health still. And my role here is there's a lot around like workforce development, so a lot of training with the nursing staff. But also I'm having a big focus on physical health care for patients with mental health. So doing a lot of care planning with complex patients who come in, having sort of multi-professional meetings about those complex patients or what additional needs they might need. But also doing training for the workforce around various other things in terms of just general nursing development. And we're thinking about what we can do differently, what we might offer differently training-wise here to attract more people to work in this particular hospital.
That's great, isn't it? So your role's really changed massively from doing your advanced practice. And do you think you would have been able to do this role had not done the advanced practice course? Or do you think this was definitely a door-opening opportunity for you because of the masters?
I think for me, it was a massive door opener. So within my trust, there are four nurse consultants, and I'm the only one who's an ACP, but they've all been consultants for a lot longer. And I think the role's slightly changed over time. And especially with the physical health work that I'm doing, as part of the masters, we do physical health modules. So without that knowledge, I don't think I'd be able to bring the same amount of confidence and competence, I guess, to my role here in terms of both like the hands-on practical stuff I'm doing and the teaching.
Great. Yes, it's kind of opened up that kind of MDT type sort of treatment for your patients, hasn't it? And I guess you're kind of like that subject expert in the mental health world, but now you can link it to the physical health a bit more now after doing the master's program.
Definitely.
Great stuff. Okay, brilliant. So what's the future sort of holding for you now? Obviously, you're in a new role. How do you see things moving forward? I mean, you're already a consultant, so that's great. So have you got the bug for more education, do you think?
Yes, so I guess the thing about my role is it's not only new for me, but it's a brand new role within the hospital. So it's been put up as an 18-month fixed term to begin with, where we kind of work out what it is, what it's going to cover, I might also be taking on some roles within the community service as well. So we have a community service for physical health care, but we're looking at what could I bring to that team around teaching them more around mental health assessments. So thinking about how do we prevent more right. mental health admissions? What can we care for in the community? And how do we sort of cross over between those two teams? Whereas one's very much general adult trained, one's mental health trained. So if I can be some kind of interlink and seeing what we might do there, we want to get the inpatient stuff up and running first. So I think there's quite a lot of scope within this role for taking on more and more projects.
So I guess you're going to settle into this for a while and see how things goes and move from there. Great. Oh, that's really, it sounds really positive. And as I said, I've spoken to your other colleagues and across the board, the advanced practice masters, even though you've probably gone through quite a bit of stress and turmoil to get through the 2 years to get it, sounds like it was definitely worth it because all three of you have really stepped up and moved into different roles and trying to do a lot more MDT work and stuff, which I think is really good. So would you recommend the advanced practice masters to other aspiring mental health practitioners?
Definitely. I think it is hard work and you definitely need to have your line manager on board to support with that time away from work. So not only the uni day, but also practical hours shadowing other staff. I think as long as you're determined to do it and you get along with your colleagues on the course, then yeah, it's definitely worth it in the long run.
Okay, thank you very much, Lizzie. Thanks for joining us on Advanced Practice Weekly and telling us about your journey in the world of mental health and your Advanced Practice Masters. Take care, everybody. We'll see you next week. Thank you. Bye-bye.